Spike is out. It's a Mojo in the Morning street scam now. What is Spike going to do today? Spike, where are you?
Mojo, I'm in a grocery store this morning, and if I'm talking low, it's just because there's not a lot of customers this time of morning, so I don't want to blow my cover before I have some fun.
Okay. What kind of a scam are you going to do at a grocery store?
Well, I was thinking as I was mulling over the Crunchberries here that one thing that we all have in common when we're shopping, and that's that we all own all this food. And technically, it's not yours till you pay for it. So I was thinking, what if I were to do my shopping out of other people's grocery carts?
So you're going to go through the grocery store with your cart, and instead of taking stuff off of the shelves, you're going to take things out of people's carts?
Exactly.
Now, I don't know how... I would be so pissed. I would be so pissed if I grabbed something from aisle number one and I'm in aisle number seven and somebody took it out of my cart.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm just trying to save myself the walk. Here's a nice couple here. I'll walk up.
We'll be quiet. Spike's...
I got a lot of exercise this morning.
Spike's doing a street scam here at Channel 955.
Good morning. How are you? How are these cookies? Are they good? These American... Are these cookies good? Oh, yeah. Well, I'll just take these. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Met with laughter.
I was just caught a little monkey. See, they're too nice. They've been up for a while.
Yeah, but all they did is call you a monkey?
She took me a monkey.
But they're still wondering, is he going to come back with our cookies?
They think you're kidding.
Can I ask you a question? How is this turkey breast stuff? Is it good?
You got to make it with chili.
It looks good.
But you got to season it a little more than you would like regular meat.
Season?
Yeah, season it a little extra.
All right, I'll try it. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you. Mm. Well, it's not yours yet. I mean, we just...
Why are you taking
it? I'm just going to take this one. Thank you. Hi, how are you? These good?
Yeah.
Well, how do you cook them?
Boil them in fish.
You boil the neck bones and then you just throw them in?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll give them a try. Thank you very much. Yeah. Appreciate it. Oh. I'm sorry? Oh. Well, these aren't yours. Yeah, you didn't pay for them yet.
Oh, okay. Easy.
People
are letting
me take it.
They are so nice to you.
Spike is doing a street scam right now. He's in a grocery store and he's shopping out of other people's carts at the grocery store. Street scam.
I have been looking for these all over the place. Where were these? I'll just take these. Thank you. Can I just take these?
No, I got these.
Can I just take these, though?
No, I got
I don't want to walk all the way to the back.
I don't either.
But they're not technically yours yet. You know, we all kind of...
Yeah, I'm sure.
You didn't pay for them yet, so...
I'm going to pay for them now.
But I'll just get those, and then you can get another one, so...
No, I'll take these.
Can I just take your car? I'll just take the car. Here we go. I'll take it.
Okay.
All right. Mojo, they're calling security on me now.
Oh, no. They're calling. What are they saying? What are they saying?
I'm sorry? I'm just shopping. I'm just shopping. Well, they're not really people yet. I mean, they're all kind of...
Yeah, but you have to go and go into everything.
It's not... Well, they didn't pay for them yet. So I asked the lady how they were, and she said they were good, so I thought, give them a try.
Okay.
She wanted a turkey?
Yeah, she said you took
her
turkey.
I'm sorry.
But you can't go in. When people shop, you can't just take their items out of their basket.
But they're not their items yet. They didn't pay for them yet.
They're walking to purchase the items.
Well, that's what I was doing. I'm walking to... No. I'm just shopping for neck bones, and she told me they were good, and I thought I'd give them a try.
You can't take items out of her basket. She's shopping to purchase items. Okay?
But you guys, you do that on purpose. You put the milk all the way in the back of the store, and then I gotta go.
Instead of you walking back there, you just say, "Oh, here's somebody."
Well, she was saving me the trip because she already had them in her cart.
She didn't give them to you out her basket, did she?
Well,
she took them out her basket.
Well, I asked her how to cook them, and she explained it to me, and I told her thank you.
Where the lady at?
Well, no, how am I going to pay for them? You told me I can't have them.
She wants to pay
for them. Now, wait a minute. Now, you have to make up your mind. You're telling me I can't have them, then you're telling me I got to pay for them. Which one is it?
Who else did you take this stuff from?
Come on. This is crazy. You're going to make me walk around and give all this stuff back?
Yeah.
I don't have time for that. That's why I took it to begin with. Well, no, the Fancy Feast I got off of the shelf in aisle 9.
You can't take your stuff.
But she got another one. She was nice. She saved me the trip.
But they're shopping.
I'm shopping, too. We're all shopping. Ooh, can I have this ground beef?
We will scam you. Mojo in the Morning. Channel 955.